pass the word out there, Patrick. KO4HKX, W4NDK. And I guess y'all are servicing the Asheville area primarily, wherever is affected by the storm.
Yeah, roger that. We have, we're calling them two forward operating bases, and one of them is over on the west side of Asheville, and one is over on the east side of Asheville. And we're pushing out from those two places, going further into stuff and meeting the needs that we can that way. That's what I say. We're running nonstop, and people are just go, go, go. And after 2 weeks of it, you know, you kind of get wore down, just like everybody's worried about me. I'm worried about these people, you know, just burning out and not being able to go anymore.
Okay, well, thank you for spreading the word. And I wouldn't shy away from getting on that, the Mitchell repeater, and mentioning the need over there for some manpower. They will probably provide it. Good to hear you, Patrick. Nice to meet you, and hope to meet you soon sometime. 73 from W4NDK.
To meeting you sometime when I'm down towards Charlotte. Maybe I can try to hit you up when I'm heading that way, and we can at least shake hands and maybe share a drink or something. A soda. I don't drink at all, so a soda or a glass of sweet tea, and at least sit down and shake hands for a minute.
Drink either, so that works right for me. All righty, well, 73, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good to talk to you. With that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins?
KO4JKV.
Duncan.
You said you had places set up two sides of Asheville and you need volunteers. Just wondering what those locations are.
One probably closest to you would be Georgetown Baptist Church up on Leicester Highway.
I've got the Georgetown Baptist Church on Leicester Highway. I'll find that and I'll check in. Man, that's good information. You've been rocking it all the past 2 weeks, so pour yourself iced tea and kick it. Much respect. KO4HTX, KO4JKV.
Duncan, if you go over there and volunteer, I know they will put you to use. I can't remember the pastor's name off the top of my head, but I know they will be glad to see some help. Just like the rest of us. And anybody over toward the Gashes Creek area, Gashes Creek Baptist Church, over in the Swannanoa area, Swannanoa Black Mountain. It's not quite to Black 40, but the Gashes Creek Baptist Church is the one on the east side. That's where our forward operating base is at, and I know they could use some relief that way. And any of you fellas and ladies that want to come up out of South Carolina, right here 3 miles from my house, is a great place to volunteer and be a part of it. They're servicing the community. They're serving anywhere from 500 meals a day to 1,000 meals a day out of the kitchen. And the ladies in the kitchen are just absolutely wore out. And then they were handing out food boxes tomorrow, so we'll have a drive-through, everybody on, all hands on deck for meeting those needs, because they're packing boxes and handing them out just as fast as they can go. They've been doing, I think one day they've done 2,000 of those. People just drive through and they hand them a box with canned goods in it and food for 2 or 3 days so that they don't have to come back every day.
Just wanted to make sure I got the information right, and also if there's any other fans out there listening, that they could use volunteers at the, correct me if I'm wrong, the Georgetown Baptist Church in Leicester, some people call it Leicester, and also Gashes Creek Baptist Church in the Swannanoa area.
Correct, but I don't think Gashes Creek's quite into Swannanoa. I think it's right around the Black Mountain area, right before you get to Black Mountain, somewhere right in there. Like I said, it's late and my brain's getting a little foggy.
Swannanoa and Black Mountain is all the same to me. It's just that, you know, they're almost the same place. But But awesome information, Patrick. You are amazing. But, yep, I have that written down, and I think my wife and I are going to go one of these two places. I think Swannanoa needs it more, but who knows? We'll just see how it goes. But 73U, KO4HKS, KO4JKV, 73.
How's that, Duncan? Well, if you go over there, like I say, I'm sure they will put you to use, and love to have you volunteer out there. They would, like I say, I'm sure they're getting just as tired as the rest of us, and I appreciate it. All right. With that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. With that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. This is KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.